It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In Your Health on this Monday morning, we explore attitudes toward HIV. It's part of our wide-ranging examination of AIDS.
In the 1980s, two-thirds of Americans said AIDS was the nation's most urgent health problem. Today, it's off the radar for many. Fewer than 10% of Americans consider it the biggest problem.
Yet one thing remains the same. 50,000 Americans become newly infected with HIV each year, mostly gay and bisexual men. The rate is going up fastest among young African Americans who are gay or bisexual.
And younger people are aware. One recent poll shows adults under 30 are very concerned about getting infected. NPR's Patty Naiman begins our coverage.
Think of this like a snapshot, perspectives of some HIV-negative 20-somethings who responded to a Facebook query or who we met on the street. For Kelly Heatherman, 26, and Sutton Ressler, 25, both living in Washington, D.C., AIDS feels like something from another time.
It, to me, has been somewhat of a myth, almost like a folklore, like, precautionary tale of be safe, you know, always have safe sex.
An old precaution, maybe, but one both men abide by. After all, they came of age in a world with AIDS.
Just growing up and coming out and having sex in the time that I did, which was, you know, started in the past 8 years, being careful and being protected is something that, it's just a part of your life.
And worries about HIV in 2012 aren't much different, they say, than worries about other STDs.
HIV, it's not a death sentence, and it's not going to kill you. There are things like syphilis, which will give you brain damage. There are a number of other very aesthetically unpleasing STDs you can catch. Gosh, you know, gonorrhea or warts, which, like, is awful.
From our Facebook query, we heard about people who describe having sex with an HIV-positive person as no different than having sex with someone who has a cold. Talk like that frightens Clinton Kelly, a 28-year-old gay man from Louisville, Kentucky. He wrote to us because he worries about what he sees on gay dating websites, profiles that disclose risky behavior.
One of them asks, you know, do you have safe sex? You know, you can choose between safe sex only, safe sex sometimes, or anything goes, is how they put it. And I've seen a lot more people having the anything goes option checked on their profile. Whereas, you know, before, a few years ago, not having safe sex only checked on your profile would be a huge no-no.
Hamad Ahmed recently graduated from Georgetown University Law Center. He's 26 and single. He says he expects potential sex partners to disclose their HIV status, but sometimes people don't.
To come out and say one is HIV positive is to admit something that's very human and very personal, but with a disease that has, you know, shame around it, anytime people come out and demonstrate that they're dealing with it, it makes the shame go away and it replaces it with curiosity and respect, I think, in my mind at least. I've been very respectful of people who've told me that they're positive.
Conversations about HIV are very important to Kathleen Adams. She's 24, African-American, a recent graduate of Fordham University, who lives in New York City. She says lots of her girlfriends don't even want to talk about the risk of HIV.
My girlfriends don't want to listen to it, and it's kind of hard to frame the conversation, especially because, you know, we're young, we want to have fun, we want to go out in the city, we want to meet guys, but, you know, it's an important conversation to have when your life is on the line.
A recent poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation found young Black Americans are more likely than other young people to talk with their sex partners about HIV, but that has not been Adam's experience.
If you go to a club and you meet a guy, the guy's going to ask you if you're on birth control. So if you're on birth control, the guy is going to care more about that. And if they don't have a condom, they're more likely to have sex with you just because you're on birth control.
Which is why Adams founded Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, an activist group that sponsors art and theater events to promote conversations about HIV/AIDS. Patty Neiman, NPR News.